So the first of these 10 principles I call having a mind that is open to everything and attached to nothing. So there's two concepts in here. One is openness and the other is attachment. And I'd like to talk about each one of them here. The problem for most people, it has been my experience, is that they have been raised to believe in what they can't do. And it's a very simple prospect to change that, yet most people never do. And it's one of the reasons why people are not very good at attracting into their life what they would like to have, whatever it might be, at any level. And I'm talking about from the very highest levels of miracles and healings and attracting abundance into your life to getting a job, to having relationships, the right person show up in your life. Anything that you can put your thoughts on or your attention on. I suggest the reason that people don't get the things that they would like to have in their life is because of that very simple principle that they are putting their thoughts or their attention or their energy on what they can't have or what's impossible. And it's a very simple paradigm for me. In the scriptures, there's a line that says, as a man thinketh, so is he. As we think, so shall we be. What we think about is what we become, and so on. It's endless. Emerson's notion that the ancestor to every action is a thought, that everything began with a thought. I was thinking about that yesterday when I was out there in Pete's Path, somewhere out here in Arizona, running. And just all by myself out there with the jackrabbits and so on. And it was getting towards sunset. And I looked out at all of the things that are here at this beautiful complex called Miraval and thinking, this was just an idea. All of this was just somebody had an idea. Let's put together a place where people can come and have a spiritual community and have an opportunity to get their lives in balance. And let's offer them an opportunity to have healing take place. Let's give them a place where they can meditate. Let's give them a place where they can get massages. Let's put in some tennis courts. Let's have some dance things. Let's throw in some horses over here and have a horse whisperer come out and talk. And somebody had to act upon that idea. And it's true of everything that you can think of in your life. Just look at what you're wearing on your feet right now. Somebody had to think about those shoes. Look at the chair that you're sitting on. Just wherever you are, just gaze around and realize that it all started with an idea, with a thought. As St. Paul put it in the New Testament, that which is seen hath not come from that which doth appear. That is, the source of everything in the world is not in the world itself. It's in something invisible, something imaginary, something that is formless, something that has no boundaries, and that is the world of thought, the world of ideas. And if you can just accept that premise, that what you think about is what expands, then if your thoughts are on what you can't do, or if your thoughts are on what you dislike, or if your thoughts are on what always has been, or if your thoughts are on what other people expect of you, and even if you despise all of that, and even if you find a lot of fault with that, and if you're very angry about all of that, about the way things always are, or always have been, rather, or the way things used to be, if your energy and your thoughts are on those things that you dislike, then you will attract more of what you dislike into your life. And it's almost as if it's a law of the universe. And that highly functioning people